Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's me on the Hammond organ right there. I'm doing this live. All this music is not, this is not a recording. As I'm speaking, I'm creating this music. Isn't that incredible? Aren't I amazing?
It is, and aren't I a good drummer?
This is the Juice of Cogra on the drums, Drewster. Jazz applause.
I'm actually surprised at how good I am at the drums, seeing as I've never played them before.
Yeah, considering how arrhythmic you are.
Uh-huh, exactly.
You're quite good. We're quite good. We're good. Welcome to a bonus episode of Cinema Crespediso. What at the cinema? It's just the Crespediso with a little bit of Cogburniso. With a little bit of...
That sounds weird.
A little bit of Cogburn-rama.
That sounds weird, too.
A little bit of Cogburnola.
It sounds like granola for some reason.
A little bit of that... a little bit of that Drewster feeling. That Drewster in the morning.
Oddly sexual.
Oddly sexual. Why? Because Drewster rhymes with rooster.
Which is a cock.
There you go. That's, I was waiting for you to finish it. I wasn't going to say that. You're the one who said it.
I did say it. You're right.
Get one of these.
Yep.
There you go. Oh.
Hi-yo.
Hoo-ah.
So what's up, Chris? How's it going?
Oh, man. I don't know what's going
it's
on.
It's another week. We got another bonus episode.
What the
F is this thing that we're
I'm lucky
doing
this,
here?
I'm lucky this. I'm just happy right now. The computer worked fine.
Recording. Is this my two cents? Are we talking about music? Are we talking about what the hell's going on here?
What do you do your two cents on? Technology. Go to this month's. That was, 2-3 weeks ago?
Something
Dr.
Like
Drew's
that.
Two cents?
I don't
cents?
Even remember.
Technology episode. We talked about the tech. We talked about that tech shit. Didn't mention Google Glass, I think. Did we? Did we ever mention Google Glass?
I think we might have. Talked about a lot of shit. Old technology.
What's
new
the
technology.
Next? What's the next Dr. Drew is going to be about, dude?
Nothing.
Exactly. We already did nothing.
I know. Maybe something then.
Somethingness. We did nothingness, and then we can do somethingness. That sounds a lot harder for some reason.
It does.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
For some reason, it's less concrete than nothingness. Somethingness. I'm trying to decide if I want to just. I think I'm just going to.
Set a play.
James Brown instrumental album play for a little while in the background. That's what we're listening to. It's some James Brown.
Yeah, we're nowhere near that talented.
He's like, I can't do that. Or my throat just doing that. Let's just drink a little bit of beer before we get really
wow.
get started.
Wow!
Oh, the bubbles. The bubbles.
Watch out for the bubbles.
Oh, there we go.
They're going to kill you, dude.
Ooh, that was close. Well, yeah, man. What do I want to talk about? There's a couple things I wanted to talk about. I think... let's start with... I wanted to talk about this. They talked about this a little bit last night. SBK Live. The story broke on Monday. This is from October. When's October 17th?
That was like 5 days ago.
That was like 5 days ago. So this is actually last week, and it still, for some reason, took a few days to get out there.
No.
But, well, you, all right. Drew, you know who this Hannibal Buress fella is?
Yes, I do.
This comedian.
Yeah, yeah. He's on the Eric Andre show. He's also stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
New York-based
stand-up comedian.
He's very his. It's all for me and him. It's all about his delivery. He is very deadpan and unemotional and just kind of monotone with everything.
Kind of has a bit of a Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah.
Mitch Hedberg style delivery, but even more. Emotionless.
Yeah.
In comparison to Hedberg, which is kind of crazy. Yeah. Kind of a Stephen Wright type of deal. You know, that type of...
Of sorts.
...tone. Which then makes his comments, if you read these comments and think of his voice and his delivery, it makes it even funnier. But apparently what happened, he was doing a set at the Trocadero in Philadelphia. And this is from, reported by The Ticket, which is a Philadelphia-based... website magazine type deal publication, and the headline, big bold letters, Hannibal Buress on Bill Cosby quotes your rapist. Comedian Hannibal Buress called Bill Cosby a rapist in a bit at the Trocadero on Cosby has been accused of sexual assault by multiple women. I've never heard these stories before, have you?
Well, of course not, because Bill Cosby probably has awesome PR.
I guess, the best PR.
And on top of it, And it's also one of those things where, you know, if you're a layperson, you know, and you don't know Mr. Cosby, which, you know, most people don't.
Right.
Yeah. His TV persona is so squeaky clean, it's almost like unheard of. You know? Like, you'd be like, no, that can't be true. It's fucking, that's Cliff Huxtable. He doesn't rape women.
It's Cliff Huxtable. He's known for being like super clean, for being really funny without having to curse or get dirty in his comedy. You know, he would take a visit to the dentist and make that a classic bit, you know? So yeah, then when you hear that, on the side, when the cameras aren't on, when people aren't around, he's intimidating women into jerking them off and then drugging them, and then they wake up thrown up in a toilet. He's wearing a white robe. I read some shit, man. I read some shit that I wish I hadn't read. Because now I look at Bill Cosby and I'm like, oh
Bill.
Rudy. Last night at his late night show, The Trocadero, comedian Hannibal Buress did an extended bit about Philadelphia native Bill Cosby, calling him a rapist. I think it's the third time we said on this show. Cosby has been accused of drugging and sexually assaulting multiple women, including Barbara Bowman in Philadelphia Magazine. He has not, however, been publicly accused of rape. The above recordings are not... Okay, quote. It's even worse because Bill Cosby has the fucking smuggest old black man persona that I hate, Burris said. He gets on TV, pull your pants up, black people. I was on TV in the 80s. I can talk down to you because I had a successful sitcom. Yeah, but you rape women, Bill Cosby. So turn the crazy down a couple notches. Burris says later, I guess I want to just at least make it weird for you to watch Cosby Show reruns. I've done this bit on stage and people think I'm making it up. When you leave here, Google Bill Cosby rape. That shit has more results than Hannibal Buress.
Yeah.
Although now...
Not anymore.
Now when I search Bill Cosby rape, I get...
Hannibal Buress.
Hannibal Buress calls Bill Cosby rapist. So now it's almost neck and neck. So you kind of screwed yourself on that one, Hannibal. But still, funny joke that you can't tell anymore because now it's not true. Buress, who has done stand-up for years and is regular on Comedy Central's Broad City, praised Bill Cosby himself in GQ and noted how hard it is not to curse on stage. He specifically praised Cosby's bit on drugs, which is one of the funniest parts of that special. So then I was like, what? Bill Cosby?
So you did what Hannibal said and Googled it?
I did. I did Google it. And like I said, a whole bunch of like the direct links to this came up, which kind of washes everything out. So I had to go looking and I found like... Most recent accusations were in February of this year. It's not even like it goes back to the 70s, but a lady came out earlier this year against Cosby. And
40
still,
years it's been going
on. Yeah, and still, when it came out in February, people were like...
So is he a serial rapist then?
Yes. 13 to 14 accusations against him, different accusations.
So, and that's just the women who stepped forward, yes. So probably double that.
Reasonable, yes. Reasonable, especially the 70s when he was like at the height of like
maybe I triple mean, that.
Oh man,
oof. So we're talking Bill Cosby serial rapist.
Serial rapist. One lady reported that she one time she met up with him, and this was already after like some questionable things happened, but she kept showing up because she was like really young, trying to make it in the business as Bill Cosby. He's like, oh man, you stick with him, right? That's how he gets a lot of these women. She says that they. In his hotel room, had a drink. She immediately blacked out, like right after she had the drink.
Wow.
Woke up throwing up in a toilet. And I can't remember if she was like in a robe or something, but Bill Cosby was definitely standing there in a robe. Like he got himself all nude just for throwing up. Yeah, right.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. Bad stuff.
Yeah.
Bad stuff. So, Bill Cosby is a rapist, true.
And he likes to drug the women first.
He likes to, which makes it even grosser.
It makes it worse.
Because it's like, you're going to make him defenseless?
Yes.
You want to give him a chance to fight?
Nope.
Ugh. Oof. Ugh, boy. Nah, it's
awful.
It's sad. It's terrible. But then how come people don't, how come in the media he gets a pass? What's going on? Why is he getting a pass? Why does so many... People got a pass on that. I mean, Woody Allen has his accusations. Roman Polanski was...
Yeah, I mean...
He pled guilty. They did a plea deal.
I mean, he famously fled the country for how long?
Fled the country. He can't come back. He can't come back. If he comes back, I mean, America's still trying to extradite him.
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy, but that's a crazy, crazy story. That one's not so black and white. This Cosby thing feels more black and white.
Well, But does it though? I mean, yeah, in all reality, what do we know?
Joke, and rapeable. What do we know? We know that this has all been swept under the rug for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Even they're just accusations. Like I said,
good PR.
Yeah, great PR. Damn.
I mean, I'm sure.
That's because he's making money for people.
I mean, is there he's making, like are there? Money. Man, I mean, there's
Kodak.
There's got to be. I mean, did he pay any of these girls off or
silence money? Some of them are probably ashamed, embarrassed. Over many reasons, people like don't come forward with
for that shit, yeah,
with crazy stuff like that. Yeah. Oh man, it's just it's Cosby. Now it is weird to watch Cosby reruns.
Yeah.
Did you? What about That's So Raven? Was she okay?
Maybe not. Who knows?
Who knows? That's So Raven knows.
Yeah, she does.
Lisa Bonet.
She's not saying nothing.
Kicked Lisa Bonet off the show because she was being too risque out there in her personal life.
And he's a raping bitches. That's hypocrisy as well.
That's crazy.
Awesome. So we got hypocrisy and rapery.
Isn't that crazy? But the thing is, also, you got to be careful. Maybe he sued people in the past who didn't have, like, evidence or something.
Probably.
Because you got to be careful what you write and what you print. You know, there's a lot of people, like, I mean, tabloids for years, right?
Yeah.
The Inquirer, National Inquirer, famous tabloid. Weekly World News, they're the ones that are like Bat Boy.
Yeah.
You know, that's the one that goes the extra mile. It's
batshit crazy.
Total joke. Then the next level down is National Inquirer, where it's like, here's pictures of celebrities. Now let's make up stories.
Yeah.
And, you know, throughout the years, they may have got a few things right, but throughout the years, they made up a bunch of shit and getting themselves sued,
yeah.
You know, all these companies. Pretty recently, I saw, what was this, like a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, I saw some magazines, you know, on the stand, you're in the public's aisle, you're waiting to check out, just look at the magazines, right? Let me look what titties are on display this month.
Mm-hmm.
And on one of these rags was like four or five pictures, blurry pictures, of definitely Justin Timberlake with some random chick. And then it's like their marriage falls apart in huge letters. You know, Timberlake scene with a backup dancer, flirting with backup dancer, 1:30 in the morning, Paris, blah, blah, all the shit. And I saw it. I was like, oh, shit, look at that. Timberlake, he's cheating on Beal, and it's all over, right? Well, about a month later, see this article here that says, Justin Timberlake and Jessica Beal settle lawsuit with tabloid over libelous article.
There we go.
They made all that shit up. They married in the fall of 2012, these two. You know, nice power white couple, because that's what America needs more of.
Yes.
To help lead the way. Magazine published an article. Which magazine? The UK magazine Heat.
Okay.
But obviously I didn't see on Heat, because they don't have Heat in Publix.
Yeah, no.
So they picked it up from whoever saw that, they picked it up. The magazine published an article purporting that Timberlake had been seen flirting with other women at a club while on tour in Paris this past August, also wrongfully attributed statements to Beal, which the actress never made. Mm. That's not so good.
No.
The 6th to the 12th September edition of Heat magazine, the defendant published an article under the headline, Justin Timberlake gets flirty with another woman. It is not his wife and the flirty photos that rocked Justin and Jessica's marriage, the defense said before a Dublin courtroom. The article was based on unfounded report regarding Justin Timberlake's alleged behavior, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and they would not hesitate to take similar legal action. Action if false allegations regarding the state are repeated. So anyone else that like republish that shit? Oh, boy.
Yeah.
No, I repeated that on SBK Live like a month and a half ago.
Really?
Yeah. I hope they don't sue SBK.
Ruh-roh.
I feel bad about that. Sorry, Kevin. And then this article notes, Timberlake and Beal aren't the only celebrities who have sued or taken public issue with magazines and tabloids in recent years. Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes, J.K. Rowling, Brad Pitt, and Angelina Jolie have all gone to court over libelous articles. In July, George Clooney posted an op-ed blasting the Daily Mail for a story about his fiancée that he said was completely fabricated. The Mail later pulled the story and issued an apology to the actor.
Huh. That's crazy.
That's the media, man. The media, even the media that's supposedly straight, is fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Which then leads me to a nice new pet peeve of mine. People linking, posting, sharing fake articles.
False news.
As if they're real. All these false news, fake news websites. It's one thing when you see someone like share something from The Onion.
Well, yeah.
It's The Onion. They've been around forever. We all know what The Onion is.
Yeah.
You know, we know it's satire. It's a joke. Usually when you read the headline, like, okay, I get what the joke is just by reading the headline.
Yeah.
I don't even have to read the rest of the article, which is usually pretty well written.
Mm-hmm.
That's why The Onion's been around. But unfortunately, there has been this crop of new fake news websites. And they all purport to be satire of some sort. And some of them may have even started as satire. But to get the clicks, they don't write satire anymore. They just write fake articles.
No.
Last week, what was going around? An article, quote article, about how the Big Lebowski 2 was greenlit and was happening. And Bill Murray was joining the cast. And that was the article. Big Lebowski 2 is happening. Bill Murray is joining the cast. Here's a Bill Murray quote from an article last year pulled out of context. And then they say things like, according to CNN. And then when you click on the highlighted link to CNN, it just goes to CNN.com, not going to any specific source,
yeah.
Right? And then you read the article, there's no jokes, there's no point to it. It's just a fake article about...
It's just fake news.
Just fake news. And then people are sharing, like, oh my God, it's happening, blah, blah, you know? What was the one I was going around yesterday? Ebola hit Orlando.
Yeah.
Now, are fake news stories like that propping up in cities everywhere? Like, did a bunch of people in Atlanta get a fake Ebola hit Atlanta thing that they were sharing on there, you know?
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying?
Who knows? Maybe they just picked a random town.
It just happened to be Orlando.
Yeah. No, it would freak people out.
And then I've seen on Facebook people posting the story like oh my God, you know? And then finally down in the comments, someone's like, it's a fake article. Did you even click on the link? And then the person originally posted it was like, no. Admitted, no, I didn't click on the link. I just saw the headline and copied it and freaked out like a fucking idiot.
People need to look at the credibility of their source material.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it boils down
to. What's the name of the website?
Yeah.
What website did this come from?
Exactly. And take a look at it and maybe go to it. And if it doesn't look, you know.
Did it come from beforeitsnews.com? Because guess what? That ain't fucking news.
No.
Funny that one of the most famous tabloids of the last few decades is the National Enquirer.
Uh-huh.
Someone took that, kind of ran with it. The NationalReport.com. NationalReport.com has been popping up a lot.
And it's all garbage.
Garbage, fake garbage bullshit. This extends to like satirical Facebook accounts. I saw this just today on the Book of Faces. How do I even explain it? Okay, so there's a Facebook page that's like Christians for Michelle Bachmann.
Yes, I've seen posts from that before.
You've seen that post? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's satire. Yeah. It's a fake account making fun of the right and that extreme right type of thing that's going on. And they recently put up a meme that was a hand holding a tiny, tiny piece of weed. And then it said on the meme, like, this is an eighth of weed. One hit of this will kill you. Just last year, like 770 people have died from this amount of marijuana. And you want to say that hemp is not, you know, it's just all this fake bullshit. And I saw someone take that, repost it, and then just 20 comments below it, like, what's wrong with these people? Blah, all these facts are wrong. Like, that's not an eighth of weed. That it won't kill you. What, you know? And it took forever for someone to be like, fake.
Guys, satire.
Fake. Idiots. It's just like, why?
Like, because like you said, idiots.
Yeah.
People are stupid.
They are, right?
Yes.
Is that what's going on?
Yes.
Stupidity.
Yes.
Is that the answer?
Or maybe ignorance. Bad fact checking. Apparently these people, when it came to citing their sources, MLA style.
Forgot about that.
Yeah. Not so good at that.
Well, now I think you're allowed up to like 3 websites.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I think so. I think they've now allowed for websites.
I mean, I could set websites back in the day.
Could you?
Yeah.
When I was doing it, because that was just the beginning of the internet, I had a few teachers that are like, no internet.
Yeah.
Go to that fucking library like I did. I was like, God damn Dewey Decimal System. Like, just point me to the history section, please.
Yeah.
Thank you. That way. And people gotta check their fucking sources, man. It's just so there's so much disinformation.
Exactly, you've got to check your sources because if not, I mean, I could come up to you tomorrow and say that you know, something stupid, retarded, and blah 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 blah.
Uh-huh.
And you know, if you didn't ask, well, where'd you hear that? And you actually just believed me. I mean, I could start, man. Chris, I won the lottery.
Oh, you did. I don't need no proof. Congratulations. That's great.
Exactly.
It's like, you know what I saw online today? We all won the lottery.
Sweet.
To show up at the post office and demand your money. That's where they have it for some reason.
Yep.
I saw that on thisisnotfakenews.fake.com. I don't know why they're so insistent that they're not fake, but...
We're not fake.
It's just... Why?
I told you why.
You know what another pet peeve of mine is? Totally unrelated. When people back into parking spots. I don't get it. Why do they do that? So annoying. Fuck you people. What do you think? You're a getaway driver so you can jump in your car and speed off?
Exactly. Easy access to get out.
How about this? All that fucking bullshit time you spend trying to back up into your fucking spot is the same amount of time that you waste backing out to leave.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same. Whether you do it in the beginning or not, it doesn't matter. You're an idiot. Why? Why?
Really?
Actually, you know, in Florida.
Backing up to park, that really bugs you. That's the thing. It's so weird.
I know, that's the thing. That's why I thought of this morning. It doesn't affect
you in any way, shape, or form.
No, not really. No, it doesn't.
It's got nothing to do with any. It's just a car is...
Someone parked their car in a different direction. Yeah.
And for some reason, it bugs the hell out of you.
For some reason, it's so weird. I think it's a false sense of... like we were talking, it's saying it's because you get out there faster, you know. It's a false sense of, like, I'm more efficient. I'm doing something better in a better way. When you're not. You're not.
It's okay.
Just park your car and move on about your day.
Boy, you got to get away.
You don't. Unless you're robbing a bank. You're robbing a bank.
Maybe.
Then back up. Back up anyway. Then we know who the bank robbers are. And in Florida... We only have license plates on the backs of our car. In many states, you have to have them on the back and the front.
Yeah. Not in Florida.
In Florida, it's only on the back. Guess what that means? Illegal to back into a parking spot.
Oh, because
cops need to be able to see the license plate.
Mm.
So not only does it infuriate me for no reason.
But it's also illegal.
Technically illegal in the state of Florida. And anywhere else where you don't need a license on the front of the plate. Yeah, on the front of the car. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, hey, because you can fucking, you know, I'm hiding from the cops. Yeah. I mean, that's why you're back. So what we've determined here...
Is you're a criminal.
On Cinema Less Crespediso is if you back into a parking spot,
chances
are you're a dirtbag criminal and you're hiding from the cops. Or you're planning a escape. Or both. Mm-hmm. So, fuck you, man. All right. Speaking of the idiots... I just had to share the story because... because it's true, you know. It's like sometimes you do something, or you realize you've been doing something wrong, or you realize you yourself making some sort of mistake. Like, God, I'm an idiot.
Yeah,
we're all prone to bouts of idiocy.
Three times a day.
Yes, we're all deep down inside.
We're all pretty dumb.
We're all idiots. But sometimes, you know, you do something. You're like, oh fuck! But then you hear about someone else doing something, and you're like, oh well. If that guy can get through his life, then I should be able to get through this okay. If that guy can do it, right? Okay, so. Reddit, you know how Reddit is a website, and they have subreddits, which are just their categories. And there's a subreddit called r/TIFU, r/TIFU.
Okay.
I guess r/ is the Reddit subfile. TIFU, TIFU. Oh, I get it now. I should have read this. A little more clear. I'll delete all that stuff. So there's a subreddit called r/TIFU, which stands for Today I Fucked Up.
Okay.
And it's, you just apparently click through it, and it's just people
talking up.
Just here's how I fucked up today. Okay. For some reason, this one particular submission blew up.
Okay.
Got its own fucking article. So, here we go. He says, I'm hoping a load of people are going, or this is what he wrote. I'm hoping a load of people are going to come out in support of me here, but I've got that sinking feeling I may be alone in this. All right. So here we go. Here's his little story. Our toilet broke. So I was in shopping for new ones, and the salesperson joked, no doubt for the millionth time, that I'll want one that automatically puts the seat down after I'm finished with it. I joked back and said if I didn't have a wife, I could save money and not buy one with the seat, and I'd never have to hear women complaining about putting it down again. To which he gave me a strange look and said, but what about when you need to poop? I naturally pointed out that I'm a guy and therefore don't put the seat down. I sit on the rim of the bowl. Several embarrassing moments later, I realized that I've misunderstood my entire life. and that guys do indeed use the toilet seat. I left empty-handed and red-faced.
So his entire life he hasn't been using the toilet seat?
No, he's been sitting on the rim of the, bowl itself.
To take it down.
Seat up against his back.
You see, that's why...
That guy's married, he has a job, he has enough money to go buy a new toilet.
Poor potty training on his parents' part.
I guess so, right? They never once were like, seat down.
By the way, you sit on that.
Maybe he grew up like in the woods, raised by like platypuses or something.
So strange.
Thinking about it now, it makes sense, he concluded, especially how men's restrooms have seats.
Yeah.
And then they... this article points out that there's a story about a dude who inadvertently handed a stranger a wad of semen-soaked toilet paper. There's a girl who pissed all over hand towels embroidered by her boyfriend's grandmother. And a dude who took an ill-advised approach to battling an actual mountain of shit. I am not clicking.
Actual mountain of shit?
Yeah. And all those
nothing to do with that.
All those things had links. So I'm not clicking on that last one. this one's kind of weird. All pale in comparison to the guy who thought his girlfriend had been pooping in the shower. And got up the courage to confront her about it. The moment finally came after dinner tonight. I took a deep breath, put my hand on her knee, looked her in the eye, and asked Laura, "Have you been pooping in the shower?" A mix of confusion and mild amusement crossed her face, and she responded with, "Excuse me, is that a serious question?" I guess my uncomfortable body language made her realize that I indeed was serious, and she immediately became alarmed. I explained the strange matter that I would find in the tub every morning, and it didn't look like residue from any of the products that she used, so I couldn't imagine what else it could be. There was a pause before she began giggling hysterically. I used my morning coffee grounds as a face scrub. The amount of relief that washed over me was intense, but I was only able to enjoy it for a few seconds before she stood up and said, "Wait, how long have you been suspicious exactly?" A couple weeks after moving in was the first time I noticed. "Why? You thought I was shitting in the shower and you waited 5 months to confront me about it."
Oh, backfire.
So if you go to the subreddit, "Today I Fucked Up," it's all a bunch of stories like that. Good times. So if you want to feel better about your life, if you just posted an article about how Obama just gave Ebola to the Boy Scouts of America.
Because he totally did.
And they've all been deployed to our houses. And you believed it, and now you feel bad about it. Just go to the subreddit, read it.
And you'll feel better about yourself because somebody fucked up way worse than you.
Be happy that you know how to use a toilet seat.
I can't believe there's a grown man out there who didn't know how to use a toilet seat.
It's little things in life. Yeah. Like how to use a toilet seat. Mm-hmm. How to identify coffee grounds and distinguish them from poo.
And, oh man.
Yeah, good. This is
5 months. He let her shit. He would have. He theoretically let her shit in the toilet. I mean, in the shower for five months.
For 5 months. You couldn't be like, "Yo, the first day. Like, yeah. Baby.
Yo, excuse me. Did you just.
Did you poop? Did you poop in my tub, woman? The tub that I paid for with my loan money that I got from the bank and I have to repay at an exorbitant rate." Remembered something else I wanted to mention earlier. That tied in some more like the media stuff.
Uh-huh.
Before I got to the goofy stuff.
Yeah.
Back to the serious stuff.
Serious.
Tonal shift. See, that's how bad movies are made. You don't know. You're serious. You're not serious. Serious and not serious. I don't know what we're doing. I don't know what's going on. We're just listening to some James Brown. We're hanging out, drinking some beers. You know, just went on a loop. It's all good.
Just talking.
We're just talking, dudes. So on the Twitter, which is fucking Twitter now.
The pitter patter of the Twitter patter.
Now, and I tried to retweet or not retweet. When I try to put out certain links to episodes of Cinema Crespediso, Twitter sometimes blocks it and says this appears to be like a spam type action.
Oh, because apparently spammers do that.
Spammers do that. I'm just trying to like promote my shit on the Twitter, which I thought that was kind of what it was for, you know, for people to connect. And sometimes the links work and sometimes they don't. It depends on like how the tweet is constructed.
So weird.
Man, so annoying. I just want people to listen to the show, man, to know that show's out there. That's all I want to do. This one right here. I want people to listen to this.
Listen to this shit.
Sort of. I don't know. This one,
maybe not so much.
Episode 94 this weekend with Pedro Lima. Yes.
That's going to be a good one.
That's going to be our Halloween episode with Pedro. It's going to be boss. Check that out. This one, thanks for downloading, but you only got two things. On Twitter, I just have it on one of my lists. Scott Maxwell. He's a local writer here in Orlando. He's been writing for Orlando Sentinel for a long time, and he has a column called Taking Names, which is exactly what it sounds like. He's, you know, heavy on the politics, but whatever's going on in town, if someone's fucking something up, he'll write about it, you know. And he's got a pretty good little following here in town that, you know, when he puts shit out there, it gets noticed, which is cool. Good for him. And I follow him on Twitter. Very informative Twitter. It's good stuff. I think it's just at Scott Maxwell. It might be as simple as that. And he tweeted something very interesting because he works at the Orlando Sentinel, you know, metropolitan area here, 2 million. I'm sure they still have decent circulation, even though, you know, newspapers are all but dead.
Dead, yeah.
You know how publications, newspapers, when elections are coming up, they will endorse people.
Yeah.
They'll put out editorials and say, even though we are supposed to be unbiased news, here's our fucking opinion on how you should vote. Fuck you, newspaper. Orlando Sentinel last week, all across the board, top to bottom, backed all the Republican candidates for like House seats and representatives, shit like that. All Republicans, top to bottom. Also, I saw for sure last week they put out an editorial that you should vote no on two medical marijuana amendments. That's where, you know, the editorial staff is coming down on Sentinel.
Yeah.
Right? A few days later, they put out their governor one. They're backing Charlie Crist. Governor. For governor. Democrat Charlie Crist.
Okay.
Yep. That's, you know why? Because they're using their brain. They looked at Rick Scott and said, this guy's a fucking psychopath. And he's also a business crook. He's a thief. I'll go on something about Rick Scott in a second.
Yeah.
I'm sure people love to hear about Rick Scott. Anyway. So, yeah. They backed Crist. Scott Maxwell notes, when they backed Crist, flooded with letters and emails and phone calls about the Orlando Sentinel's liberal bias.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's that whole... It's that lamestream media, Drew.
That's so weird.
Yeah, how liberal
bias.
How liberal can you
vote
be?
Vote for Republicans.
Vote for
liberal
all
bias.
All these Republicans and vote no on medical marijuana. But this one Democrat we think you should vote for. Liberals! Burn them at the stake. How dare you? Again, going back to people not thinking.
No.
Not opening their eyes. Just being stupid. You know, what are you going to do? Listen to some James Browns. What are you going to do and relax?
Hell
and
yeah.
try to chill. You know, maybe make a nice salad.
Salad.
Which I'm going to do here pretty soon, actually. But yeah, man, that's crazy, isn't it?
It is. It's,
and oh, man. why is Rick Scott a piece of shit?
But that's still that whole liberal media fucking myth, which is the most ridiculous thing ever, because it seems that these days, very little of the actual media is quote unquote liberal.
Yeah, you want to call outright liberal media MSNBC News? There you go.
And maybe the satire stuff.
There
that's kind
go.
Of liberal.
The satires. Oh, I mean, yeah, the Daily Show and the Colbert's last night. Last week tonight.
Oliver.
Just the John Oliver.
They're very liberal.
Yeah, they're all very liberal. But it's also, like you said, it's satire and it's comedy. It's not straight news.
No.
Straight news. MSNBC, Fox. Most watched news in the country, right wing.
Totally.
Unabashedly white wing.
Yeah.
White wing. But white wing, too. CNN, they go a little more down the middle. But at the end of the day, they're just stupid. So it's almost like they don't count. Even though they're the purveyors of 24-hour news. You know, they're the ones to blame.
Yeah.
What's his name? Ted Turner. He's the one to blame.
Yes,
he is. For all this bullshit. Rupert Murdoch made it worse, but Ted Turner's the one who started. What else you got? Written wise, New York Times, that bastion of liberal media, that's a fucking,
which is almost dead.
They're as right wing as it gets. The Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, the biggest,
Orlando Sentinel.
The Orlando Sentinel, apparently, they all want you to vote for pretty much every Republican ideal and candidate except for
governor,
which tells you a lot about Rick fucking Scott.
Yeah,
Rick Scott is being sued by whatever part of the state that controls elections funds. When you run for an office, what do you got? You have to disclose your finances.
Yeah,
and it's done ostensibly so that you can prove that you don't have certain interests that are going to be conflicting with your interests as a public servant.
Yeah, yeah.
So Rick Scott filed his finances for like last 2 years or whatever, and whoever he filed it to that office, they found out that he had about $200 million unaccounted for.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, actually, we know you're worth $200 million more. You didn't report it here. We need to know Where's that money coming from? Where is it going?
Oh, I know exactly where that stuff came, where that money is, where it went to.
Where?
I mean, what he was pushing for the drug testing.
Oh yeah, that's exactly that's a prime example.
His wife is the one who's like basically runs some of the largest drug testing companies in the state.
Yeah, her company has the most drug testing centers in the state, and he wanted mandatory drug testing for welfare recipients in the state. Yeah.
So, I wonder how that works.
So it's a lot of shit like that. That's where that money's coming and going, and he tried to hide it, and now he's being sued for his finances. He also hasn't reported his 2013 tax return yet, which Charlie Crist, that dude's a motherfucking 100 millionaire himself.
Yeah,
he is rich as fuck, but he's like, here are my finances. Comb through them.
Yeah.
As far as we know, anyway. I mean, who fucking knows, right? Who knows what kind of skeletons that guy is hiding up his butt?
Exactly.
Goes to the R. Well, he's got,
Yeah.
He's got those butt skeletons.
Uh-huh.
Rick Scott, he's a fucking horrible lizard man. Who, not a lizard man. He's a lizard creature living in a man's skin.
A lizard being.
He's a terrible, terrible alien who is here for only the advancement of himself and his lizard people.
And the almighty dollar.
So we need to boot him out. Now, polls are showing Dead heat, man. It's like 42%, 42% for both of them. Another 7% going to the indie guy, the independent dude. And then I guess the rest not reporting. I don't know what's going on. Yeah. Those numbers don't add up. But still, it's like it's every poll I'm seeing, it's fucking right down the middle. Also, another thing I saw today, a poll said the men of the state are voting mostly for Crist. Not for Crist, for Rick Scott.
Uh-huh.
The women are voting for Crist.
Yeah. Well,
so.
Good for us. There are more women than men.
Yeah, come on, ladies. Turn it up. Because Scott is just bad for business, I'll tell you. He is not good.
Yeah.
He's not good.
Pretty awful.
But
then again, he's a politician. It doesn't surprise me that he's a piece of shit human being.
Right. What makes you want to get into politics? Right? Well, people want to do good. Some people want to do good.
I mean, I would
love... At the lower levels, they want to do good. Then they start seeing the money.
I think getting into politics would be a great idea. Obviously, I have a social agenda that I would like to push and this, that, the other.
Oh, you said the evil word right there.
Yeah, yeah, agenda. But also...
No, social. I'm socialist.
And I also realize that I would be the worst politician ever because I would succumb to bribery so fast.
Would you?
So fast. Oh, flattery will get you nowhere, Mr. Crespo, but bribery will get you places with Drewster Cogburn.
Oh, Drew.
I take bribes all day, every day.
Well, people, if you need to bribe Drew for anything.
Yes, ready, willing, able. I take bribes.
He'll take it. That's good to know. That's good to know. You can't run for nothing. Talk about skeletons in the closet.
Oh, good lord.
The fucking... the final whole Mayan ruins of beheaded skeletons in your closet. And the floor is dug out and just goes down to a tunnel of more skeletons.
And most of it's public record, too.
Yeah, so actually... the closet door is wide open.
Wide open.
Wide open, the lights on.
Yeah.
There's pickaxes there. Like, dig through it.
Have fun, guys.
We all got those skellies. You know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? No, really.
I'm not going to run for office.
No, really. What are you going to do there? I'm
not going to run for office of any sort.
I thought about for a second of running for office. And I was like, nah, it's just.
I mean, in this day and age, it's
dirty, man. It's too dirty.
Well,
it's
terrible.
Why?
And it's
I was also very young. Very young.
I mean, it's a crazy place, man.
Bad.
The fucking world of politics.
I've seen House of Cards. That's a documentary, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That really happened.
Yes, because Kevin Spacey is the vice president. And now the president.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Spoiler alerts for House of Cards. How long has that one been out? It's been out for a while. It's almost time for another season, isn't it?
I hope so.
Come on. We got to see what happens next.
Yeah, seriously.
When did that come out? I think it came out earlier this year, didn't it?
I think so.
I think it did. Good show.
It is. It's fantastic.
Good show. That BoJack Horseman. Got to
finish
that
one. Real good,
too.
We got to finish that.
People, check out that BoJack.
We should finish that this weekend or something.
Might as well. Only a couple episodes left.
I think only one or two.
Hey, we're on that Elo.
Hello.
Elo.co. Not com.
No. .co.
ELL.co. Cinema Crespo Niso.
Antihero 419.
And Antihero 419. He's on there, too. Hey, you want a Elo invite? I got some. So do you.
Oh, I do now?
Yeah, you should. There should be a link for invites.
Well, I'm gonna have to go on the real website
and
as opposed to the silly phone one.
You get 10 invites to start with, and then you can click on get more.
Yeah.
So, hey, if you want some invites, hit up
let us know.
Anti-Hero419 on Twitter, because you're not on Elo yet, if you want an invite. Anti-Hero419 on Twitter, right?
I'll give you an invite.
I am Chris Crespo on Twitter. And cinemacrespodiso at gmail.com. Like I said, episode 94 is this weekend.
Pedro Lima.
Episode 95 next weekend should be with Cool Carl.
Episode 96, what, Nick Schrabba?
Yeah, I gotta get
Schrabba. Get a little Schrabba in
here.
Yeah,
we gotta get Schrabba on the show. The Schrabs. The debut. The podcasting debut of the Schrabba. People have heard the name for so long, they want to know.
Who is Nick Schrabba?
They want a Schrabba lightning round. Oh, who is the drizzle? That's when Juicy Cogburn spills his beer all over the very expensive equipment. So we're going to draw off the equipment, hopefully be able to save the show, and we'll talk to you guys soon. All right.